Okay, we're starting card number 17, but from then on we'll start with Hilchos Pesach. But card number 17 is the Kedusha of what we call Kedusha de Yotzer, which is from the Bracha, Yotzero Rorei Choshech, Osei Shalom Rorei Sekol. There's a Kedusha that follows. So with that in mind, we're going to discuss all of the Kedushos that we say every day. That's two in Shmon Esrei, in Shachris, and in Mincha, in Chazoros Hashatz. Then there's a Kedusha we just said now, that's called Kedusha de Sidra, that's part of Uval Etzion. And then there's a Kedusha that we say, of course, that's our starting point, is right after Baruch Hu. There's another Kedusha that we say on Motzei Shabbos, right? But as we'll learn as we go along this week, that is not a Kedusha that should be said out loud. I know most shuls do. In Rav Soloveitchik's shul, he made sure that Kedusha was said silently. The Gemara in Masech HaSfor and Daf Tzadik Aleph says that the Kedusha, Kadosh, 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 and Baruch HaKavod Hashem Yimkomo, is the daily Shira of angels, and it may only be said by day. There are all kinds of Midrashim all over the Shas and Agadah that points to the angels. Wait, first thing is, as soon as the sun rises, that's what they start their day with. And that when the Yaakov is fighting with the angel says, you know, let go of me, it's morning and I can't stay in the morning. And Rashi points to the Medrash. What did he have to do? He had to go and say his Shira. Or that the Egyptians were when they were drowning, the angels wanted to sing Shira, right? Because it says, "Vayehi b'ashmoras haboker." That's exactly where the Egyptians follow us into the water. And that the angels wanted to sing their daily Shira at that point because of what was going on. And Hashem silenced them just that one day. That was Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh Hashem again. Now, we acknowledge that we're imitating what the angels do. Listen to how we start Kedusha. Mikadesh Shimcha Ba'olam. Let us sanctify God here in this planet. Kishem Shemakti Shimoso B'Shmei Marom. The way the angels praise God in Shemayim. Now, that first of all, we have to wrap our hands around that. This puny little human who's today breathing and tomorrow food for worms can actually mekadesh Hashem. So the only way we can understand this is to picture what the angels are doing. What is their kedusha so that I can understand? Let me do it. Kishem shemakti shimoso b'shmei marom. So if I can give you a little homework, in order to really understand this, you have to learn Yeshayahu chapter 6 and Yechezkel chapter 3. And I will continue with that in Mitzvah Hashem tomorrow to see what Shira are the angels singing so that we can be like them. And that's Yeshayahu's angels and Yechezkel's angels. And then we'll see that there's something that has to be done, the Korah Ze'el Zebi Omar, something that's best done when we do it in the Tzibur. And we'll talk further about that.